Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. This is another edition of Baseball Today. That is my man, Trevor Plouffe. I am Chris Rose, producer Dan, along for the ride as well. On what will be a very emotional day for me. You know why?
I don't.
It is senior day for Brady's baseball team. Yeah. We're honoring the seven seniors who've done a remarkable job turning around their program. They won a combined seven games as freshman and sophomore on varsity. Then the last 2 years, they punched their playoff ticket. I don't know where it'll take us this year. It took us to the Final Four in their respective division a season ago. So it's pretty awesome. But I'm going to be a mess today.
You know what I like about you, Chris? You spend a lot of time working. We always talk about how many jobs that you have, but you always make time for your kids and your family, and you're a great baseball dad. So I'm happy for you that you're going to get to enjoy this. But yes, I feel it, man. I think it is going to be a sad day for you.
Yeah,
for sure.
I will be.
But enjoy it, man.
Soak I will. Oh, yeah. I told him. I said, man, if I cry – because I'm very
you're gonna cry.
I'm gonna cry. It sucks. Yeah. I love doing this. It's a ton of fun.
I think me and you are like maybe the same person, just in different times of our life.
Yeah, we are. We are. I think that's fair. And one of us hit 106 show homers, and the other has watched 106 plus show homers.
Oh my gosh.
There you go. Tip of the cap. There were two amazing pitching performances yesterday, so I had to dish out two of them. One of them, unfortunately, came against my Guardians. What?
And the other one was against – oh, no. We're going to talk about – wait, are we talking about –
Both of our teams. Both of our teams on the wrong side of this. Tanner Houck pulled a Maddux yesterday. I think he needed 92 pitches to just take care of Cleveland. First complete game shutout of his career, and he did it in an hour and 49 minutes. It was the shortest game, nine-inning game, in 14 years.
Yeah, I was watching this. I was flipping back between this and the Phillies-Rockies game, and he literally just had everything working, and he was putting the ball wherever he wanted. That splitter is absolutely filthy. I don't know if it's a splitter or like some kind of split change, whatever it is. He was even locating that, which is a very difficult pitch to locate. That was really, really fun to watch from Houck. I know it came against your guards, but I think even you would have to admit that when you watch a game like that, when somebody's on and can and do what he did yesterday, it's – definitely gets a tip of the cap.
And another one to Albert Suarez. And as I was watching your Twins try and take care of him as the Orioles starter, I was like, God, that name sounds familiar. And then Kevin Brown told us about, yeah, this is his first major league appearance since 2017. I was like, 27? Like, you never hear of that. So he bounced around. He had to go overseas, had to find his way, was in the minors, got picked up by them late last year. And now he's contributing to one of the best teams in baseball. I thought it was awesome. I know it, once again, came against one of our squads, but oh well.
It's all right. The Twins right now are just not doing it with the bat, but I don't think this was the case yesterday. I mean, he was throwing like 95, 96 mile an hour bowling balls up there. It did not look fun to hit. So, yeah, tip of the cap to him. And to be I love stories like this, Chris, when you persevere. I think pitchers can do that a little bit more than position players now with the technology. But you just keep going. If you believe in yourself, I mean, the opportunities are going to be there if you have the data. And I'm happy for him that, you know, not only just gets back to the big leagues, but dominates.
Sure did.
Really cool to see.
Well, he had to settle for a no decision in this one. However, Baltimore did get the sweep over your Minnesota Twins thanks to a big-time power surge.
Until now, maybe. Deep right field. Cedric Mullins! Good night! Sweep dreams, Minnesota.
Oh my God. Good line there. Woo. So Baltimore on a nice little run, thanks to the long ball. Do you think that 1 through 9, we're looking at the best lineup in the American League?
I think they're up there, Chris. I don't know if I'm ready to give them best 1 through 9. Definitely not in the big leagues. The AL is a different story there. I think
that's
the Braves run away with
AL.
It. I know. Okay, so I think there's a couple teams that are in competition, and I think I'm going to go with one that I'll give the edge to slightly, And I'm going to go with the Houston Astros. I know what their record is right now. They're 6-12 or even worse than that, maybe 6-14. But I believe over the course of the season, that lineup is very strong and will continue to be strong. With the Orioles, it's a great lineup. I mean, again, it's in contention for one of the best. I'll probably put them at number two, I think. I tend to side with a little bit of the veteran aspect in this regard over a full 162. Although this team does not play like rookies or young guys. They're very dynamic and they have power and speed and can do all these things. But I'm going to go with the tried and true, been there, done that, Houston Astros. And by the way, right now, as we speak, I believe they have identical OPSs. I believe they're both sitting right at 769. And they are respectively tied for third in all of baseball in OPS.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with you going with a veteran-laden lineup. I mean, I think you could probably go with Texas, although they are also...
Texas was number three for me.
They're also riding high with a couple of guys, you know, that are still considered rookies in that lineup. Here's the thing I love about Baltimore's offense. I feel like there's four or five guys that could carry them at a time. Like, right? I mean, there's so many ebbs and flows to a season. You know, one week it could be Gunnar Henderson. I mean, he's homered in three straight games. Adley Rutschman can definitely do it. I mean, they have got guys all over the place, and there's more coming. I mean, we know that. You know, Colton Cowser has had his moment in the sun already as a young player. And we talked about it with the arrival of Jackson Holliday. He could just kind of be him, and he could stink for a while, and nobody's going to be like, oh, man, look what's happening here. Because it just – like, whatever he gives them at this point is extra. And that means the team's built pretty good.
No, it's an incredible line. The reason I say the Astros, I'm looking at, like, the main grouping of guys. I think I'm going to take the Astros. Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve. I don't know if you're – I mean, if you're in the playoffs in a spot where you need to score runs, I think that's the group you go with. You know, I guess you could probably pick – some of the Dodgers, some of the Braves, but definitely in the AL, I think that's like the best four that you have. I don't know if the Orioles necessarily have something like that. Now, they got some star players, but like, there's nobody like Yordan on the Orioles.
No. Not yet. Although I'll tell you this, man. The more I watch Gunnar Henderson.
He's a freak, bro. He's a freak. I know.
Like, he is the one guy, I think he's the guy I would try to sign. Now, he's a Scott Boras client. But it is pretty early on. You've got new ownership, guy who wants to spend money apparently, and a guy who's from Baltimore, and it would make nothing better in that town, in the Charm City, than if you could wrap up Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson right now.
Just, yeah, you know what? I mean, you're right. And his swing, the swing that we just showed, it's everything you want in the baseball swing. So I'm high on Gunnar Henderson. I really am, but I don't know if there's anybody I'm higher than Yordan Alvarez.
No. I think that's fair. And I'll go with Texas, but just slightly.
You're saying Texas 1-9?
I think so. Once Nathaniel Lowe comes back.
Okay.
Like his bat in that lineup. It's pretty good. It's a fun one to watch, I can tell you that. Baltimore's not far off, though. They're good for you guys. You went through some crappy years, so good. Enjoy.
Hey, hold on. I mean, just before we move on. The Braves.
Well,
842 OPS as a team is insane.
They're in their own category, and they don't even have their starting catcher. I mean,
it's crazy, dude.
Yeah, they're great. We'll talk about them in just a second. But let's talk about the New York Mets. They sweep the Pirates after an 0-5 start. They've won 10 of their next 13 to move two games over 500. Do you believe?
I think I do believe if you're talking about believing in a chance to make the playoffs. Now, do I think this team, you know, is a World Series favorite or a favorite to win the East? I don't think so. But I think they've done some things really well this year, and I think they're going to be in contention. I mean, Francisco Lindor hasn't done anything at the plate right now. A 478 OPS. So when he turns it on, things are going to get even better. They've had some pretty good pitching performances from some guys they brought in. Severino's been really good for them. Quintana's been good for them. Jose Budo has been great for them. But really, I think it's that bullpen that's been really scary and been able to lock down games and been able to, you know, to get these victories for the Mets. So, and that's not going anywhere. You know, Edwin Diaz is a guy. He's going to continue to be a guy. Jorge Lopez has been really good for them. I've seen him up and down as he's been with the Twins. But if the bullpen continues to perform the way they have, I think this team's 100% going to be in contention for a wild card spot at the very least.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to push the Braves like they did a couple of years ago, where both teams had 100 wins going into that last series in Atlanta or whatever it was. But yeah, I think that I even said at the beginning of the year, I felt like they were going to be in it the entire way. And heck, come trade deadline time, they might be buyers, right?
I'm curious about that. I'm curious if they will.
I am too, because they did such a good job getting rid of their veterans and kind of replenishing that farm system on the run. But man, if you've got a shot, I mean, we have learned the last few years, if you just get into that tournament, who knows what happens, right? You had the Phillies and the Diamondbacks in consecutive years make the World Series after they really had to fight just to get into the postseason party. So there's always that possibility. The thing I love, you talked about Francisco Lindor doing nothing. He's not the only one. Nimmo, McNeil, and Alvarez have all struggled offensively. We're talking about half of an entire lineup, and those are some of those guys have really, really good track records. You talked about the pitching. The starting rotation has done it without their best pitcher in Kodai Senga, right? We don't know exactly when he's going to come back, but they feel like it's not going to be too late after that 60-day IL stint, which evaporates at the end of May. So you're talking about hopefully early to mid-June at the latest where he starts contributing. And you talked about the bullpen. Diaz coming back this year has been awesome. Ottavino, Rayleigh have done really good jobs. And then Reed Garrett is a guy that has kind of come out of nowhere. You know, he was just a dude floating around with a high ERA. And this year he's been nearly untouchable since that 0-5 start.
Yeah, and you know, when you have a bullpen that can lock down the games, that means so much to a team. When you're blowing games, you know, at the end, the momentum goes away, the feeling in the clubhouse is different. So that bullpen really helps out. And then when you have some of the regulars in the lineup struggling, you find guys like DJ Stewart, you know, who's having a really great start to the year. Stearns bringing over Tyrone Taylor, and he's, you know, been a nice serviceable fourth outfielder for them. Not serviceable, he's been really great. He's been great this year. When you have the regular struggling, you have the guys at the end of your lineup picking up the slack. I mean, that's how you start to run these things, and that's how you sustain a winning season. So, I mean, right now the Mets have the formula. I'm curious about the trade deadline only because of where they're at in the, you know, the competitive tax. Yes. They're gonna have to pay 110% on top of any guy they bring in. So I don't know what the plan is there, but. Something tells me if they're in it and Steve Cohen sees a guy he wants, he'll probably go get him.
And let's remember, you're only paying for the last 2 months. It's not a 6-month financial investment. So, yes, it's still 110%, but it's not 110%
on top of, like, also, you're paying the contract and then 110%. That's crazy, bro.
It is astronomical, but that's the reason it was put in there. So, there you go. You guys often hear me talk about our two sons, Josh and Brady. But what about my fur baby, my girl, Sydney? I just love her to death, right? She looks at me every day. And when
we had a good time together, Sid and I.
You did. Now you understand. And she looks great. She had back surgery last year, but she's still getting around really good and feeling fine. And part of the reason is because we invested in her health thanks to the Farmer's Dog. It is food that is developed by vets, made fresh from real meat and veggies. It's portioned for your dog and delivered right to your door. It isn't just fresh, high-quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your pooch based on your unique nutritional needs. It takes about 5 minutes to fill out a questionnaire on your computer. You know, you give the dog size, how much exercise they get, their breed, what they weigh, and then boom, voila, they come up with this pre-portioned food. It actually says Sydney on the pouch that gets delivered to you. It's thin. You can put it in the freezer, and then 24 hours before you want to give it to your dog, you stick it in the fridge, let it thaw out, and voila, there you go. It's not the canned goop. It's not the dry kibble where you pour that in the bowl. You know, it sounds like a marching band rolling through your kitchen. All of a sudden, your dog looks up at you and like, you want to eat this shit? Of course you don't. You want to eat this from the Farmer's Dog. I swear to God, we put it in this clear plastic container. it looked exactly like we had eaten the night before, our leftovers. Like, Michelle, make sure you don't feed her the leftovers. I'm eating those for lunch. She can have her food. So every time we open the door, she's ready to go. She loves it, and she loves us more because we take care of her thanks to the farmer's dog. And in fact, you hook up with this, we're going to give you 50% off your first box. FarmersDog.com/today. Plus, you get free shipping, which is a big deal because the box is big. Head on over to FarmersDog.com/today. You get 50% off. Fill out that questionnaire. At the end of the day, your pooch will say, "Ray, Ra-roo."
I was waiting for that.
Okay, so the Mets, we just talked about them. They couldn't make up any ground on the Braves the last couple of days because Atlanta was busy taking it to the Houston Astros. They sweep the series overall. Did this series say more about Atlanta or Houston, in your opinion?
I don't know if there's anything to say about Atlanta except we'll see you in the postseason. Congratulations on an NL East title. Like, I don't, right? Like, for the most part. So I'll say it says more about Houston. The pitching has to get it figured out. I mean, the offense is doing enough, doing what they can. We just talked about them being the third overall team in OPS, but neither the starting pitchers, save a few of them, or, you know, the relievers have been, you know, extremely poor this season. Ronel Blanco and Javier have been good for them, but every other pitcher has struggled. So I don't know when that's going to turn around. You get Framber back at some point. Is JV going to be the savior? But something has to click with the pitching staff, Chris. I believe in 12 of their 20 games, they've given up 5 or more runs. It's just not a recipe for success. And that's why they are sitting right now at what? 6-14? Until they turn that around, I mean, you can have this juggernaut offense that we talk about, and you're just going to be hard pressed to win games, especially win series. So, I mean, I've been trying to hold on to this Astros team and give them the benefit of the doubt. And I think I will continue to, but they got to figure something out with the bullpen, which, like, seems crazy to me when you look at the names. Like, I would say to myself, they're going to figure it out at some point. It just hasn't happened yet. And then, you know, the guys they've been bringing up, we're used to Houston bringing up guys, you know, whether it's in the lineup or the rotation where they bring them up, or like, oh, these guys are just going to be stars. They're going to be great. Plug and play. That hasn't been the case this year. And I don't know if JV is going to be the guy that everyone thinks he's going to be and save this team. I hope so.
Well, we'll find out Friday when he makes his season debut. I want you to listen to something. They talked to Alex Bregman, who's been one of their team leaders and has been through everything with this franchise over the last 8 years or so. I want you to listen to him after getting swept against the Braves.
I think guys here know that we need to execute better and play better as a team and in all facets of the game. And
Okay. Now that's one of the swaggier guys in the building. And I know it sucks when you're 6-14, and I don't expect you to have your head held high and being rah-rah dude after you get swept at home. But, man, you haven't heard those guys that despondent in a long time.
Yeah, no, the vibe is not good. He's not playing particularly well either. I think that's kind of code word when he says, as a team, we need to find a way to execute better. I mean, that's code for saying we just need to pitch better. What it comes down to. You can't come out and say that, you know, you don't want to put your teammates on blast like that, but I mean, that's the case here, Chris.
Yeah. I suppose the good news is Hunter Brown made it out of the first inning. He pitched well.
I guess everybody besides right now in the rotation, besides Javier and Blanco, is just, what are you going to get from them?
Yeah. And listen, the good news for them is that, you know,
thank God for Blanco, by the way.
Well, the good news is that nobody in the division is off to this monumental start either. So they're not like 7 or 8 games out, right?
I can look right now.
Yeah.
Not yet. They're probably a hefty way out right now.
I think they're probably 3.5 or so.
Okay. They're four and a half. That's 6-14.
At 6-14. Right. So it's not, you know, a week, you cut that down to 2.5. They got time. We understand that. April, but man, it just has not been pretty at all.
We haven't seen this team like this in quite some time.
very quickly, I want to just touch 30 seconds on the Atlanta Braves, because I think we, a team like that, we don't, because we expect it. And so when they play like this, you're like, oh yeah, it's the Atlanta Braves. And we forget it's okay to talk about great teams when they
are. I know, it's true. It's true.
I'm not a fan of Marcell Ozuna personally. He is one of the most dangerous hitters right now. What he's doing is remarkable. Ronaldo Lopez, when they signed him to that $30 million deal and we were all told that they were going to put him in the rotation, we're like, what? Like, he's been really, really good as a reliever. Why are you starting him? And he's got a 0.5 ERA. They've been spacing out his starts because the schedule has allowed that. And this is going to be the most innings he throws since the last time he was a starter, I believe in 2019. And that's when he had an ERA of almost 5.4. So they're going to be very cautious with him, you know, to get him ready and make him ready for a long, full, long season. But while Max Fried has struggled to figure it out the first 3 weeks, a guy like Ronaldo Lopez has just been on fire. So all that has been great with the Braves.
I think Max had a good last start, I believe.
Solid.
So, you know, he's picking it up. Yeah, I mean, that's the scary thing is, you know, you look at the, you know, the statistics and the rotation, and you look like there's room for improvement with the Braves as well. So it's, even with Strider out there doing Braves things.
And by the way, Ronald Acuna finally hit his first home run of the year last night. First one. He's going to go on a run now. Look out.
Oh, my gosh, he is.
It's going to happen. All right. Your team, Seattle, swept Cincinnati. Bryce Miller, three relievers combined on a one hitter. And the Nats take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers in L.A. Which team from Washington, either the state or D.C., impressed you more?
I did get to see the Nationals up close and personal. I went to one of the games, and they're a fun team. They got some young guys doing some things. I love watching C.J. Abrams play, even though the game that I went to in the first inning, he kind of dogged it around third base a little bit, ended up getting thrown out. I saw, like, right in my vantage point, I was like, he's not running hard. And then all of a sudden, the freaking third base goes like, go, 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 and he was banged at the plate. I'm going to go with the Mariners because I think, you know, we were all very concerned about, like, what's going on with the pitching staff. You know, the second time through, they were abysmal, and we were, you know, Bryce Miller was doing his thing, but a lot of the guys we expect to carry that team. I know offensively they still haven't really gotten it going enough, but we expect almost greatness from this pitching staff. They're supposed to be, like, probably the 1, 2, 3 best starting rotations in all of baseball, and just wasn't that way the first couple weeks through the season. But they've picked it up. They won 5 of their past 7 games. In that span, the starting rotation has a 1.81 ERA.
Wow.
And Chris, you like this. They've all pitched at least 6 innings in those outings.
Love it. Love it.
So the Reds came in, you know, they were hot there, 5th in the league and runs scored, and Seattle took it to them with that staff. So if they're turning the corner, that alleviates some pressure on the offense. Maybe the offense gets going. I want this team to be good because I think they could be so fun, Chris, and I want that for Seattle fans because they are very, very good baseball fans. It's a very good sports city up there. The rotation looks great. Bryce Miller is a freaking stud.
There's a reason I'm wearing a DC cap. I'm busting out a bunch of caps I haven't had a chance to wear yet until this week. Yeah, I watched them a little. I have to admit, like, there's some games every night where you tune in a little more closely, right? You like a good matchup or whatever. And it just so happened that late at night, there weren't that many games on. So I got to see the Nationals play. First of all, I was thrilled to see Jesse Winker welcome back to the party.
Yeah.
Did you have a chance to talk to him?
By the time I got down there, there was like the last group at BP, so I didn't see him or Gallo. I talked to Meneses a little bit, but those guys were already gone.
Okay. Well, I think that Wink has changed his phone because I texted him for the first time in about a year, and it was green, not blue. So ooh. I think
I don't want to you know, say mean things to the green bubble people. I would be a green bubble person. I don't have a problem with that.
No, but I'm just saying that it. Doesn't that mean that he changed his number? If at one point it was blue and now it's
probably
green?
Yeah, no, yes, okay. But there's a negative connotation with the green bubble as well.
I would say that's fair. I agree with you that I don't carry that connotation, but I think it exists. I don't think there's a question about it, actually. So I'm happy to see him back. He was He had a fun couple of years. He started an all-star game, I believe, out in Denver a few years ago. Overall, this lineup is not great. Most of their regulars have an OPS under 620. But C.J. Abrams is balling. When he's playing as hard as he can, dude can play. And at the end of the day, we're going to look at that Juan Soto trade and be like, he wasn't going to re-sign in Washington. They offered him $440 million reportedly, and he didn't want that. So, you know, at some point, an organization has to say, all right, we're going to move on. We gave it. Here's our best. If you're not going to take it, we understand it. We've got to move on. Mackenzie Gore, pitching well. C.J. Abrams, and he's just 23, I think. So that's going to be fun. They also have Dylan Cruz and James Woods in the minors, whom you could both see this year. And when you get those guys up here, all of a sudden we're talking about some fun dudes. It's going to take a while. It's going to be the major leagues. There's going to be an adjustment. They still need plenty more pitching. Unfortunately, Josiah Gray now on the injured list. We don't know how bad that elbow is going to be. But at least they're interesting. They're not going to finish 500. But if they somehow get to 74, 75 wins and they find a couple of guys I like to call tent poles in an organization where you can feel like we can build around you guys, then they could be pointed at least in the right direction. So that was enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you're giving them their flowers. I'm every time I see a clip of James Woods, like a highlight of him, I'm like, what? Get this guy up to the big league.
Right.
He looks ready. And he's a beast. 6'7", playing center field.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Yep. Right now, I'm looking at his stats. He's only got a 1.056 through 50 AB. So he's got more to learn down there in the minor leagues.
All right. We still have the funniest reaction to a major league loss perhaps ever coming your way. But first, Trevor Plouffe with a word.
Where did the phrase 420 come from? Does anybody know? Is it named after a police code for marijuana violation? Or is it Trev's Little League batting average? That's not nice. I'm reading this off the script. That's not nice of you. It was higher than that, okay? Higher than that. However it started, it's a real holiday on April 20th, and we're celebrating with our friends at Cushy Dreams. They're the finest in legal cannabis. They specialize in things to help you relax and chill, like smokable Delta 8, CBD flower, and some really great gummies. Their Delta 9 THC gummies contain the same type of THC as the stuff they only sell at the dispensary, and everything from Cushy Dreams is federally legal in the United States and discreetly shipped to you. Oh yeah, there's another reason to celebrate 422. It's Cushy Dreams' four-year anniversary. So for this big celebration, they're hitting you with a huge discount and a special giveaway. Go to Cushy Dreams. That's KUSHYDreams.com. Use the promo code JOMBOY420, and you get 30% off your next order. That's a different code than usual, and it's bigger savings. Plus, here's a special thing for our listeners. Four people who use this special 420 promo code will be entered to win $50 in store credit. That's promo code JOMBOY420 when you exit. That's 30% off your next order, and you get entered in the raffle to win $50 in store credit. Go to cushydreams.com and use promo code JOMBOY420.
That way, Ploofy. Way to get it done. A lot of talk in the chat about a few things. Ben wrote in there, talk about Tanner Houck, you cowards. Well, we did. It's okay if you joined the show late. It's okay.
We did. We gushed about the guy.
Yeah, we talked about him at the time. Listen, there's so much that happens every day in baseball. We don't hate your team if we don't get to a specific topic. I just want everybody to understand that. It's just we try and create the best show possible.
I don't think I hate one single team in all the big leagues.
Yeah, but even if you do, that's fine. Whatever. The Ozuna comment I had about me not personally loving him has created a lot of talk about go back and do your research and stuff like that. I have, and you can think about him whatever way you like, and I will think about him whatever way I like. And so you're good. I'm not going to sit here and yell at you about how you decipher certain information. None of us were in certain areas, but I can just come up with a list of things that I don't particularly care for. It is one of the toughest. I'm going to pull back the curtain here. It is one of the toughest parts about this job is deciphering who the people are that we cover and how we cover them and what they do for a living. Okay. There are teams that hire people that I don't care for. Some of them are my teams that I root for. That makes it very difficult when you cover the sport for a living and when you want to root for somebody. But just because somebody has a feeling, well, you're wrong. I'm not telling you you're wrong. And I'm not calling you a bad person if you root for somebody that I don't particularly root for. So stop doing it.
Are you yelling at me?
Nope. I'm not yelling at anybody. Okay. I'm not. It certainly, believe me, you'll know if I yell. But I'm just telling you, everybody, respect people's opinions. Got it? Let's move on.
Yes, sir.
End of the Angels game was crazy with the Rays down in St. Pete. Ahmed Rosario, two-run homer to give Tampa Bay the late lead. Then Pete Fairbanks comes out to close out. Didn't quite work out. Ends up blowing the save, taking the loss as well. However, he got the win with the post-game comments.
Is it a matter of command, location, selection, anything specific?
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Pete, where do you kind of go from here? Is it looking at tape? Is it going through mechanics? Where do you kind of go from here?
You tell me. I've tried that. If you got an answer, I'd love to hear. Just, you know, not going to let it beat me up for, you know, I'll maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
What was your favorite part about that?
I just know the headspace he's in right there. I mean, you just had a horrible game. You got to stand up, and if you want to stand up in front of the cameras when you do well, you got to stand up in front of the cameras when you do poorly. That's just it's just a funny answer because it's so true. Like at that time, at that specific moment, he's like, I don't know what's going on. It's very difficult. Now is not the time to think about specifics about why I sucked. I'm just not good right now. But then, like you said, you know, 15 minutes from now, I'll turn the page. Let me just have this moment to get it out of myself. I'll turn the page and we'll get back to work. But that's just the baseball season. You're going to have the ups and downs. And if you can compartmentalize it and, you know, have your moment of, like you said, sulk, you know, have your moment of feeling down and then completely wash it. That's what you got to do. So he's got the right idea. He's hilarious. He's like a Lego guy, a comic book guy. Like he's a very heady individual. I don't know if he had that one in the bag or if that was off the cuff, but it was pretty good.
It was great. It was great. The several different levels of suck. It was all encompassing suck. But the time when he looks at the clock and he goes, it's 9:44 right now. I'm going to give myself 16 more minutes till 10 o'clock. Like that's slamming the door shut. He didn't do it on the field, but that was a great one.
I've been there. Josh Willingham, we were in Detroit. He'd sit in his chair and everyone was getting dressed and he still had his full uniform on. Like we're all like, let's get out of here, bro. And he looked at me, he goes, Ploofy, see that clock over there? About 5 more minutes, I'm gonna start taking my uniform off. Until then, don't talk to me. he just needed some time, dude. Everyone can relate to that, right?
Totally. I mean, that's why they have, for people who don't know, there is called a cooling off period where the media, you don't get in there 1 minute after the game's over. It's I forget if it's 10 minutes, whatever it is, then the doors open so that guys can have a chance to breathe and relax. We get it. That was awesome. Pete Fairbanks, really, really good job.
He has had a tough start to the year, huh?
Yeah, he's had a couple of big ones. All right, we are back at it again tomorrow. Ploofy will not be here. However, former major leaguer and former co-host of the Chris Rose Rotation, Stephen Brault, will be in that chair. So he'll be helping us out. So make sure you tune in. It's coming your way at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, if you want to join us on the live version. If not, we'll be available on our JM Baseball YouTube page or wherever you download your podcast. So, Ploofy, have a great time this weekend. For our one-of-a-kind producer, Dan Rourke, and the uber-talented Trevor Ploof, I am Chris Rose. We will see you Friday here on Baseball Today.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours.